Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This has been a weird summer. Those of us who enjoy music festivals and workshops have suffered quite a loss. The COVID epidemic has robbed us of many of our very favorite events. This week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we travel back in time to some of our most revered festivals with recordings made from the stage. Our theme music comes from the recording documenting the Bluff Country Gathering, held in Lanesboro, Minnesota from 2000 to 2004. We heard fiddler James Bryan and his guitarist's daughter Rachel and the Oyster River Hornpipe from 2004. The recording is on Jawbone Records. We'll open with a portion of Pete Seeger's set at the very first Newport Folk Festival from 1959. I believe he's introduced by Theodore Bickel, but it's not specified in the notes. We're missing the festivals on this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Now, Pete at Newport.
Whenever you see a young banjo player anywhere in the country with a banjo waist high, head back, Adam's apple bobbing, you can say, like Kilroy, Pete Seeger has been there. Here, then, is America's tuning fork, Pete Seeger.
This song, the words were written by a man in Wales, a man who was raised as a coal miner. And he rewrote a little old nursery rhyme. The nursery rhyme originally said, "Oranges and lemons," said the bells of St. Clemens. But he rewrote it for all the bells in the little mining towns of his home. Oh, what will you give me? Say the bells of Rimney. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Who made the mine owner? Say the black bells of Rhondda. And who robbed the miner? Say the grim bells of Blina. Will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth. Shout the loud bells of Neith. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rumney. Throw the bandals in court, say the bells of Newport. Be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rum. Will you give me, say the sad bells of Rumney? Is there hope for the future, say the brown bells of Merthyr? Who made the mine owners, say the black bells of Rhondda? And who robbed the miners, say the grim bells of Blina? They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Fyre-Philly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rumney. Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so horrid, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rumney?
Sand in all the world, one grain of sand, one little boy, one little girl, one grain of sand, one drop of water in the sea. One grain of sand, one little you, one little me, one grain of sand, one lonely star up in the blue. One grain of sand. one leaf of grass on a windy plain, one grain of sand.
Put my daughter to sleep with it till she found out the purpose in my singing was to put her to sleep. Then she refused to let me sing it to her anymore. She wanted something more exciting. And this is another song. I had to get something more exciting for her.
Ah-be-yo-yo, 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 yo-yo-yo, yo-yo-yo, ah-be-yo-yo.
I tell you what it's all about. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who played the ukulele. He'd go around town, clink, 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 making an awful racket. And of course, the grown-ups, they'd be busy. They said, get that thing out of here. Get! And they kick him out of the house. Not only that, the boy's father was a magician. He had a magic wand to go zoop, zoop, and make things disappear. But the father was an awful practical joker. He'd come up to someone doing a hard job of work, maybe sawing a log of wood. He goes, zip, zip, the saw disappears. He go to someone just about to drink a nice glass of something, zip, the glass disappears. He go to someone just about to sit down after a hard day's work, zip, no chair. Well, people got tired of this. They said to the father, you get out of here too, you and your practical joke. Get out, take that magic wand with you. And the boy and his father, they ostracized him. Means they made him live in the edge of town. Now in this town they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the monsters and giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abiyoyo. They said he was as tall as a house and could eat people up. Of course, nobody believed it, but they told the stories anyway. But one day, one day, one day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. And the first people that got up and looked out the window, they saw a great big shadow in front of the sun. And they could feel the whole ground shake as down through the fields he came. Women screamed. Strong men fainted. They say, run for your lives! Abiyoyo's coming. He came to the sheep pasture. He grabs a whole sheep. Eats it down in one bite. Comes to the cow pasture, grabs a whole cow, eats it down another bite. Men yell, grab your most precious possessions, run, run! Just then the boy and his father woke up. I think they'd been up late the night before at a party or something. The boy rubbed his eyes and said, hey, Pa, what's coming over the field? And the father comes and says, oh, son, it's Abiyoyo. Oh, if I could only get him to lie down, I'd make him disappear. Well, the boy says, come with me, father. And he grabs his father by one hand. The father gets a magic wand. The boy gets a ukulele. And they run across the field, right up to where Abiyoyo was. People yell, don't go near him! He'll eat you alive! There was Abiyoyo. He had long fingernails, because he never cut them. Slobbery old teeth, because he didn't brush them 3 times a day. Matted hair, because he never combed it. Stinking feet, because he never washed them. And he raised up with his big claws, and he was just about to come down, and the boy whips out his ukulele. Abiyoyo, 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 yo-yo-yo. Well, you know, the giant had never heard a song about himself before, and a foolish grin spread over his face. And he started to dance. Abiyoyo, abiyoyo, abiyoyo. The boy went faster. Abiyoyo, yo-yo-yo. He got out of breath. He fell down on the ground. Zoop, zoop goes the father, and Abiyoyo disappeared. People streamed out of their houses. They ran across the fields. They lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They say, "Hooray, Abiyoyo's gone! Come back to town, bring your damn ukulele, we don't care anymore." And they all sang, "Abiyoyo, Abiyoyo, 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 yo yo yo, yo yo yo, Abiyoyo, yo yo yo, yo yo yo." Tell you what, before this evening's over, let's take an old song everybody knows. See how well we can sing it. Well, it's love, oh love, oh careless love. Love, oh love, oh careless love. Sing it again. Love, oh love, oh careless. See what love has done to me. See what love has done to me. When I wore my apron low, when I wore my apron low, that's it, get that harmony. When I wore my apron low, I couldn't scarcely keep you from my door. Careless love, careless love. Love has done to me. Well, it's now my apron strings won't pin. Now my apron strings won't pin. Now my apron strings won't. You pass my door, you pass my door, and don't come in. Oh, you know, this song can mean so many things to so many people. Any good work of art can be loved and appreciated on many levels. And the older I get, the more I get out of this song. For example, I knew a little boy once. He wanted to do everything in the world. As far as he was concerned, the world was a big cafeteria, but his eyes were bigger than his stomach. So he ran into trouble, like you will if you try that kind of thing. So for all the little boys in the world, sing that chorus again. Well, it's love, oh love, careless love. Oh love, oh love, careless, oh careless love. Love, oh love, careless love. Can't you see what love has done to me? You hear someone next to you singing the bass part, you sing the soprano part. Can't both be on top. I know some people can't walk into a bookstore without their eyes being bigger than their stomach, or at least bigger than their pocketbook. So for any of you students out there, we'll sing a verse. We'll sing this for every freshman Faust. Well, it's love, oh love, well, it's love. I tell you, watch out. Love, love, oh love, okay. You see what love done to me. Let's sing the chorus once again for every patriot and revolutionary the world ever knew who perhaps loved humanity not wisely but too well, and their hearts are often broken. Well, it's love, oh love, well, it's love, love, oh love. Careless love, love, oh love, oh careless love. Can't you see what love has done to me? Well, you know what Shakespeare said, careless or careful, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved. So let's rock on down once more. We sing it for all the lovers and here, all the lovers in Newport, all the lovers in Rhode Island, America or the world, anywhere you want. Well, it's love, oh love, careless love. Rock on down. Love, love, oh love, oh careless love. Love, oh, love, careless love. Can't you see what love has done to me? Oh, sing it again once more now. Love, love, oh love, oh careless love. Has done to me.
We're missing the festivals this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. COVID has robbed us of some of our very favorite music. And that was from the very first Newport Folk Festival back in 1959 and Pete Seeger. We heard The Bells of Rimney, One Grain of Sand and Abby Yo-Yo, and Careless Love. That's been issued on a recording from the UK on Not Now Records, Newport Folk Festival 1959. And this year's Newport Folk Festival and the Jazz Festival are canceled due to COVID-19, but they will be doing a virtual event, which will take place from July 31st to August 2nd. We're going to stay with the Newport Folk Festival in this next set and lead off with Reverend Gary Davis, and I will do my last singing in this land somewhere. Reverend Gary Davis from 1965 at the Newport Folk Festival on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
This is the truth. I will do my last singing in this land, child, somewhere. I will do my last singing in the land somewhere. I don't know, and I can't tell where. I may be somewhere sailing in there. I will do my last singing in this land, child, somewhere. Oh yeah, I will do my last traveling in this land, child, somewhere. Oh yeah, I will do my last traveling. Traveling in this land, child, somewhere. Oh yeah. I will pay my last visit in this land, child, somewhere. Yeah, I will pay my last visit in this land, child, somewhere. I don't know where it will be. I may be somewhere over across the sea. I will pay my last visit in this land, child, somewhere. Oh yes, somewhere. I will do my last praying in this land, Lord, to give my poor heart some ease, I will do my last praying in this land, child, somewhere. Oh, yeah. I will do my last preaching in this land, child, somewhere. Do my last preaching in the land, shine somewhere. I don't know where it will be. I may be somewhere all across the sea. I will do my last preaching in the land.
Mr. Earl Scruggs back around here, a real fine tune that he has picked out this time, one entitled Earl's Breakdown. Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2029. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Bluff Country Gathering, 2000 to 2004, and we just heard Raina Gellert on the fiddle, along with Paula Bradley on the guitar, with Folding Down the Sheets, an old Henry Reed tune. That's on Jawbone Records, recorded live. We're missing festivals this year, so we're listening to some great festival recordings. Before that, from the very first Newport Festival, we heard Earl Scruggs along with Hilo Brown and the Timberliners and Earl's Breakdown from the recording on Vanguard called Bluegrass at Newport. And before that, we heard from the Jim Queskin Jug Band from 1965 and Sadie Green, the Vamp of New Orleans, and the Reverend Gary Davis, also from 1965, I Will Do My Last Singin' in This Land Somewhere. That's from Folk Music at Newport Part 1 on Vanguard Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a festival which has been missed by a lot of us old-time players, the Brandywine Mountain Music Convention. It ended up being canceled the last time because of just too much rain. It's now been replaced by Clifftop. But this is from 1974. They used to have theme years, and this theme in 74 was the Galax Virginia sound. We're going to hear some great players from that area of the country. We'll hear Step Back Cindy from Kyle Creed and Fred Cockerham, Wind and Rain from Kilby Snow, and Undone in Sorrow from Ola Bell Reed. The Brandywine Mountain Music Convention from 1974 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Oh, the wind and rain. Do you love a wet feet on a hot summer day? I cry in the dreadful wind and rain. Then he said to the maiden, would you marry me? Oh, the wind and rain. Then my little wife, you'll always be crying the dreadful wind and rain. She said, oh no, that'll never do. Oh, the wind and rain. Love, but I can't marry you, crying the dreadful wind and rain. Then he knocked her down and he kicked her around. Oh, the wind and rain. Hit her in the head with a battering ram, a crying the dreadful wind and rain. Then he threw her in the river to drown. Oh, the wind and rain. Watch her as she floated down, a crying the dreadful wind and rain. Then she floated on down to the mule's mill pond. Oh, the wind and rain. Floated on down the mule's mill pond, a crying dreadful wind and rain. Then the miller fished her out with a long fish line. Oh, the wind and rain. Miller fished her out with a long fish line, a crying dreadful wind and rain. And the mate fed a badge of a little finger bone. Oh, the wind and rain. Mate fed a badge of a little finger bone. Crying the dreadful wind and rain. Then he made a fit a bow of a long curly hair. Oh, the wind and rain. Made a fit a bow of a long curly hair. Crying the dreadful wind and rain. Now the only tune that fiddle would play, oh, the wind and rain. Only tune that fiddle would play would cry in the dreadful wind and rain.
Return to marry so soon. I'll go away and I will wander. I'll lay aside my earthly game and I'll not end with a man with riches undone in sorrow. I'll remain undone in sorrow.
Ola Bell Reed from the 1974 Brandywine Mountain Music Convention and Undone in Sorrow. And before that, we heard from Kilby Snow and Wind and Rain. And we let off that little set from Galax with Step Back Cindy, Fred Cockrum on the fiddle, Kyle Creed on the banjo, and Bobby Patterson on the guitar. 1974 at Brandywine. That's from the recording, A 20-Year Legacy of Old-Time Music, the Brandywine Mountain Music Convention on Chubby Dragon Records. Well, we're going to actually travel to Clifftop, the festival that replaced Brandywine, and we're going to lead off with a band of folks who sort of camp together at Clifftop each year. They call themselves the Cliffhangers, and here's Forked Deer on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you. If that doesn't get you up and dancing, I don't know what will. That's from the 2005 Appalachian String Band Music Festival at Clifftop. We just heard the Moonshine Monsters with the classic Sally Ann Johnson. And before that, our friends the Orpheus Supertones with Mississippi Sawyer and the Cliffhangers with Forked Deer. That's on West Virginia Division of Culture and History, Clifftop Appalachian String Band Music Festival Best of 2005. And that's another festival which won't be happening this year because of the COVID epidemic. But hopefully everything will be under control next year and they'll be able to hold Clifftop once again. Next week on our program, we'll listen to some more festival recordings since we're all yearning to get out there and sit in a field someplace or camp out and listen to some wonderful music next week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. And be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2029.
If I had a hammer, I'd have a little more, have an evening.